bamboo and comes in the summer. Longo cracked. He could have peasants carry supplies up, then eat the peasants. Sindawe, Ochiba, and Isi glared. Croker said, stick to business. There are changes happening in Taglios. Thanks to Mergen's spells, we know about some of them. Everybody waited for him to say something more. He didn't. Finally, Lady remarked, Soul Catcher is still a problem. Definitely. She had not responded to Lady's barrage. Yet. I was not supposed to look for her, but I did know she was still around. She was shielding herself with illusions and moving a lot. I had every confidence that she'd lost no interest in causing us misery. No one ever mentioned the child. I knew she'd survived and had been rescued, not by the Kina to whom she wept her appeals, but by Catcher, to the accompaniment of merry taunts. Lady and Croker had hardened their hearts, which was understandable. They'd had scarcely more contact with her than some unknown child born the same day at the far end of the world. I wouldn't say anything. I was supposed to avoid Catcher until I received specific orders otherwise. The old man's tolerance for my improvisations had been exhausted. Sleepy's loss remained unforgiven. Croker asked, What about your mother-in-law, Mergen? What about Goblin and One-Eye? What could I say? They're still missing. That couldn't be blamed on me. Not yet. He might find a way. Our last contact with any of them had come when some of Goblin's rangers had arrived with the proper Indra-Dra in manacles, Lisa Bowalk snarling in a cage on a cart, and no word at all about what Goblin was doing or why he was doing it. I didn't think his desertion was part of the old man's master plan. I refused to believe that Croker could plan that far ahead. The pasty-faced little wizard was out there somewhere, playing out his own scheme. I didn't get many chances to look for him anymore. The dreams didn't come as often now. If they did, I visited Sari first. Sari and my son, that absolutely beautiful, drooling lump she nicknamed Tobo, because she didn't want to pick a real name without me there to talk it over and find out face-to-face what his name would be and why. She was determined to join me, though by now, even the most remote parts of the swamp had heard about the falling out between the Radisha and the Black Company. That would put Sara at greater risk if she left the temple. Almost all the Nguyen Bao who had left their swamps in recent times had been associated with the company somehow. Sari's keepers were alert. They expected her to try something, now she was no longer the size of a small house. Clever woman. She was using guerrilla tactics while she regained her strength. Every day, in every way, she made the priestly population more miserable. That was easy. She just imitated her mother. When the time came, they would, probably, lack enthusiasm for the task of her recapture. Croker stared at Lady. He was waiting for her to say something else about her sister. The others did the same. Catcher weighed in all our minds. Her luck never stopped running strong. Her grudge list kept getting longer. Though there was no way we could hurt our cause anymore. She couldn't do worse than kill us, could she? Hell, we all take on a death sentence when we join the company. Lady said, Several soldiers have gone missing the last couple of nights. Some probably deserted, but not all of them. She waved. Isi and Ochiba already